Christmas is a time of remembering and rejoicing. But most important of all, it's a time to worship, a time to adore the one who came to save us. Looking back at the Christmas story, we find that every person who encountered this holy child worshiped him. We are in good company when we blend our hearts together in worship at Christmas. For we find ourselves in the throngs of the angels and the shepherds and the wise men who all praised and worshiped this child named Jesus. And you know, the story of Christmas is still being written. For when we bow our knee before the Lord and receive Him as our personal Savior, we become a part of the Christmas story. It becomes more than just a memory. It becomes the constant reminder that we have been forgiven of our sins and have received the gift of Christmas, which is eternal life. We no longer simply remember Him because now we know Him, not just as a babe in Bethlehem, but as our Savior and our Lord. And to think that any day now, this King, the one who was born in Bethlehem, the one who died for us and rose from the dead, will leave His heavenly throne one more time. King Jesus will come to take His children home, to live with Him in His house forever and ever. And until that moment, we will remember, we will rejoice, and yes, we will worship.
Has come.